Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here in the bar at Smoke on the Water. Chris Smith, Tyler Butler, Mark Sturgis, Diesel's back there waiting to take your phone calls. It is a open hour. You want to know why? All my friends, almost down to a T, are on vacation this week, much like I'm going to be on Thursday and Friday. Now, let me also clarify something because I realize I'm not the smartest guy. I got a, you know, we had just gotten back from vacation. I got an email from my boss going, y'all get Friday, July 5th off. Or y'all get July 5th off for a paid holiday. So I assumed that the 4th of July was Sunday. That's why we got the 5th off. No, I actually, it's some kind of new package at work. We get the day after the 4th of July.
Nice.
So a lot of people were smart and used a couple of personal days in front of it, basically, to get a week off. So the other thing is, I don't want everybody hopping on that last week of vacation before we get to media days, because we're going to get like 50% effort with them, or a interview with a natural light in a can. You know what I mean? Because all my friends that work in the industry, they can't afford good alcohol. You know, it's Natty Light Orange or stuff like that. Which, what happened? Remember when they used to make beer? When did Budweiser get into making like Bud Light lemon iced tea and orange stuff and all that?
Craft brews, man.
Is that the way we, I mean, because we
saw. The way it's gone now.
We saw with Diesel Thursday night how one man here in the upstate's manhood got challenged incredibly at Hall of Fame Sports Grill by something called like White Claw or something.
Yes, it's a spiked seltzer with about, I believe, like 5.5 or 6% alcohol.
Which means none.
Which means
to
none.
To be fair, that was Mark Ryan, not Diesel. Don't be putting that hex on my name.
I said that was Mark Ryan.
And P.S., in case you've never read the bottom of a can of Budweiser, Budweisers are 5% alcohol, so it's the exact same alcohol content as a beer.
Okay.
Well, to help him reclaim his manhood.
By the way,
manhood.
I wasn't accusing Diesel. I was just saying he was there to witness the downfall of one of EASP and Upstate's personalities, manhood, on Thursday.
Well, so to help him reclaim it, I got him one with vodka. I made them mix vodka
Didn't show up with the wrestling guys?
Maybe.
Remember, they were all coming with us. However, that's how my wife drank it on Saturday night. She took a raspberry Stoli shot and put it in there with it and said, hey, man, you're driving home tonight. All right. So, again, we did witness. I'm sure, Tyler, you saw that photo of Mark.
Because
this jerk, Chris Smith, let's set this story up. Please go Chris Smith, 1980, me at Sturgis Sports. We all retweeted it Thursday
night. Plenty of pictures.
But you sat there with the phone out for 10 minutes till the perfect opportunity. It's almost like his pinky is off the can. But what I didn't even realize until I went back the next day and read it was you got the raspberry vinaigrette salad on the table to go with it. So, again, I've never felt – you know, man moves in from Texas and loses his manhood here in 6 months. I don't know if we should be proud or hateful, but I'd also challenge him not to go read the article that I put up today on ESPNUpstate.com, because I basically blame him for Miami and Florida moving up to week zero of the college football season. So, oh my goodness. See, I did some funny stuff in this article, apparently, I called Notre Dame's schedule last year as soft as Charmin. Because, listen, with that 30-3 beatdown that Jack Swarbrick doesn't want to remember and go, yeah, they weren't that much better than us. I was like, you know, sooner or later you got to show up in a college football playoff semifinal or a championship game to have some manhood. So,
yes.
Anyway.
And you know what makes it even better? when your team beats Sturge's team in the national championship.
Yeah, boy, we got ours beat down, no doubt about it. All right, real quickly, this speaking of your national championship game in January. All right, hold on. Let's go. We got somebody on hold, and I want to make sure I get to Todd. Todd, I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
We're getting ready to eat each other alive here in this next hour. So make sure you stay tuned. I got shots and bullets for everybody.
Well, the reason I'm calling, and I'll take your comments off air, and go ahead and let the jokes fly, but I'm a Knicks fan, diehard, always have been, and I was looking forward to us getting out of the gutters that we've been past 20 years with all these free agents. And with the way things went, I'm just wondering if there's enough adult beverages that smoke on the water to make me forget about the whole off season. So I'll take your comments off air and let me know if life's ever going to exist again as a Knick fan.
Yeah, I tell you, is it going to have to be? Because
Todd, I feel you, man. Trust me.
Number one, we have enough alcohol at Smoke on the Water to kill anybody's memory. That's the first thing. Number two.
Yeah, but to kill a whole season.
Yeah, that's true. Now, we may have to hit the liquor store to come restock, but I promise you, we are open 7 days a week for a reason. It's Smoke on the Water. But anyway, getting back to what I don't know. Does Madison Square Garden have to sell the Knicks? You know what I mean? Do you got to break down the conglomerate that James Dolan owns? Because the Rangers are doing okay. But you know what? It sounds like they got better hockey people working with the Rangers than they have basketball people working with the Knicks. Is that fair?
So with the Knicks and the Rangers, it's mostly corporations that buy these seats so that they can take their clients out and guests out and stuff like that. So when you go to a Knicks game, especially in what we call the lower bowl, it's basically just all corporations. And then you've got the diehards up in the nosebleeds. And, I mean, the tickets, you know, they do 5-game, 10-game packages, half season, full season. And so most of the diehards are in the upper tier in the garden. So no matter how bad the Knicks or the Rangers get, they're still going to get tickets sold just because of all the financial corporations, all the private equity firms and places like that are going to buy the tickets no matter what.
Well, I say this to all Knicks fans. I think the problem with you guys are you have unrealistic expectations.
Well, that's all New York fans.
You really think people want to sign with the Knicks, and those days are over.
Right.
So what you need to focus on, continue to build through the draft, continue to sign solid free agents. Remember, Golden State was not Golden State until they drafted Klay, until they drafted Steph, and drafted Draymond. You're going to have to build through the draft and continue to sign decent free agents. I know you don't want to hit that because you guys still think you're the Mecca. You're no longer the big team in New York. That's Brooklyn.
Right.
You're now the stepchild. So continue to draft and build, and one day you'll be solid.
All right. For local people up there, and again, we'd love to have you here at Smoke on the Water. For local people up there, does this at least can be comforted that it's now the Brooklyn Nets instead of the New Jersey Nets?
I actually like the Brooklyn Nets. Even though I'm a Knicks fan, it's not really a rivalry. It never has been. It's not like the Mets and Yankees. I want to see the Nets do well, as I want to see the Knicks do well. I want to see the Yankees get slaughtered, because if you're a Mets fan, you're definitely not rooting for the Yankees. Most of the time, if you're rooting against the Yankees, it's with the Red Sox playing them.
All right, speaking of Yankees, a 50 spot in London here. In two games, did the Red Sox and the Yankees put up? Is that good for the game? We all want offense, but at that point, Tyler, I mean, they were playing in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, more or less, on the Little League field. But, I mean, Brett's, I did you have to give him a little cricket, which, by the way, that we're going to get into a conversation sometime here in the next 2 weeks before football gets full start. Sports we don't understand, and cricket is like at the top of my list. But, I mean, what they saw for American baseball here out of two games, what, 17 to 13, I think it was.
Yep. Yeah.
And 13-7. Seven.
Yeah.
What they saw wasn't true American baseball.
I guess it's good for the fans that don't really watch baseball. You think it's going to be like that every game that you watch, not knowing that they're playing in a severely smaller stadium. But for the average fan, as you mentioned, you know that's not really realistic. More of an exhibition game.
When it's 375 straight center, You know it's bad.
Well, you had to have spots out there for the Royal Box, you know, so the they could all come. I promise you. Somehow the Red Sox and Yankees pitching coaches got hold of what the dimensions of this field were, and there were a bunch of guys in Yankees and Red Sox uniforms that weren't actually Yankees and Red Sox because they didn't want to see their will to go out there and pitch get killed off. But anyway. I tell you what, the New York Mets would take a couple of those runs, no doubt about it. So when we come back, cut some news and notes from the Manning Passing Academy, a local quarterback, if you will. He wins the skills challenge over another local quarterback, another quarterback. He didn't even do anything. So that team must be screwed for this upcoming football season. So we'll give you all the updates. Plus, what's Travis Etienne? Yes, he's in the Heisman race. He's one of two or three running backs whose names come up for the Heisman. But he's actually, he could play his way into a group that, quite frankly, it may be more secluded than even the Heisman Trophy. We'll take all that. Plus, give us a call, 844-GSB-ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back in. Sorry, I was doing some breaking news. We got some morons that can't stay out of trouble, it sounds like. Ezekiel Elliott having to meet with NFL commissioner about an incident with a security guard at something, and the video shows he's drunk as all get out. Now, that will be the saving grace. At least I didn't go too bad. But, again, Ezekiel Elliott continues to put himself in these situations over and over again. And now what's the deal with Kareem Hunt?
Because so, apparently Saturday night in Cleveland, Kareem Hunt got into an altercation at a nightclub. So I didn't get to get the whole story, but I'm sure that's going to go in the commissioner's book.
I mean, granted, we don't know the details of this. Some people get in a bar, get some alcohol in them, start making some known suggestions or this and that. But when you know that you can't afford to get in trouble one more time, I'm not sure I feel a whole lot sorry for you. But even more so, I blame the people around you. Right. They're the ones that know. They're the ones that know that you can't afford that to happen, so don't let it happen, because guess what? Kareem Hunt doesn't play another down. Some of his hangers-ons, they're the ones that are ultimately going to be out of a job.
Yeah, I'm reading that. It was he actually got into it with his friend at a bar.
Oh, said, you know what he said? Had you kept your nose clean, I'd have another $500,000 in my pocket. But no, you get kept. No, my point being is those are – you know, there might be some alcohol issues involved. I don't know. Alcohol, ratchets up people's opinion of themselves to where, you know, they're infallible. But these are guys that can't afford to do this anymore. You know what I mean? It is time to grow up and quit blaming it on, oh, if you had to live your life in a fishbowl like they do. Stay home. Stay the hell home. Have them all come over to your house, provide all the alcohol. But
well, you got plenty of money for it.
I was going to say, quit putting yourself in this position over and over
again. Zeke just has a problem with maturity.
Yeah. All right. Manning Passing Academy took place this past weekend down in Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Okay.
All right. 1,200 players in attendance, like 200-something counselors. And these are a couple of things that came out of it. Alabama's football season is over. All right. Why? Because Tua, go get it right this time. Tagovailoa, all right, Diesel, that's just for you. But Tua, who, and this is noteworthy.
I'm still wrong, by the way.
I know. But Tua dealt with a variety of injuries last year. Is that a fair way to say it? Well, guess what? He did not go through a lot of the performance activities down there, as he has a little bit of a tweaked hamstring. Now, don't go bury Alabama football because it's only July 1st. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day. But it's just something to be paying attention to because he was banged up and nicked all season long last year. Trevor Lawrence was there as well. I would say that Clemson now has, according to my buddies in the last 24 hours, Clemson has no chance against South Carolina because Jacob Bentley won the skills challenge amongst the counselors, which means he defeated Trevor Lawrence. So, yeah, let's go ahead and call it a national championship. No, one of my buddies is like, I told you Jacob Bentley was as good of a quarterback as Trevor Lawrence.
From a skills challenge? Come on.
There's no pads like, out there. They're throwing the golf carts in perfect timing. Right. But if anything, this ought to make Jacob Bentley come back this fall yelling and screaming at his wide receivers to hang on to the damn ball. Because guess what? I can at least get you in the right, get it in the right territory. But Diesel, Jacob Bentley's, it wasn't his fault the number of drops he dealt with last year.
Just for the sake of thoroughness, do you know who finished second in that competition and lost to Jake Bentley in a playoff?
It had to be App State's
it was Zach the Tank Engine Thomas.
Yep, I saw that. I wasn't going to say it. So, again, Clemson football is screwed this year when Tua is finishing behind scrubs like Zach the Thomas the Tank Engine Thompson. No, just me.
What?
Would you really? You're college.
Sturge, are you drinking on the show again?
No. You're a college football player. You want to be named after a children's show?
Seriously. I mean,
it's still the Tank Engine. You're still known as the Tank Engine. It's pretty cool.
What were the little bubble guppies? I mean, I wouldn't want to be called bubble guppy either, you know. But actually, that's a pretty good nickname I got to give you. But listen, I don't think Clemson football's broken for the year. You know what I mean? And I would not go into worrying all about it. But to me, this should be good for South Carolina because – their biggest problem on offense was last year. Running back by committee can mean two things. One, I ain't got no running backs. Or I better get a couple of guys on the field this year because one of them's transferring if I don't. So there's very little in between when it comes to that definition. South Carolina's running back by committee was because, quite frankly, they didn't have a really good running back. But my God, the biggest issue they had were the number of drops from expected really good wide receivers, Bryan Edwards and Shai Smith. So I think this gives Jacob Bentley the right to come back and go, okay, I proved it. I can put the ball where it's supposed to be, but I can't catch it for you as well.
Yeah, if anything, it should improve his overall confidence as a quarterback. I mean, Manning that camp has produced some elite quarterbacks, and maybe he can come back down to Columbia with a little bit of chip on the shoulder.
Well, I think one of my South Carolina Gamecock buddies called me last night with a few chips on his shoulder named Natural Light, Bud Light, Bud Ice, Michelob Ultra, and a few others after a day at the beach. But he's like, dude, that's what I've been telling you about Jacob Bentley all the time. He's more talented. I said, no, I never doubted that. But the one thing you don't get from that type of skills challenge, you aren't getting pressured. You're not having to read defenses and this and that and the other. And that component's not – so let's not just go off jumping into the deep end right now. App State – listen, App State has either got the toughest lineup of all time next year with Thomas the Tank Engine Thomas or whatever his name is. But the head coach. Choo-choo.
Do you really think his name, Sturge, is Thomas Thomas?
No, but what?
I repeat my question. Have you been drinking on the show?
Eddie, I can attest he has not been drinking.
Eddie the Tank Engine Thomas, whatever his name is. But I'm still more impressed by Neil Drinkwitz. That's a legitimate – that may go down if he's
Eli
success.
Drinkwitz.
Coach Drinkwitz, all right? Jeez. We're just going to call him that.
Jeez.
I don't know his name's Eli.
Man, I'd be wearing out this sound effect button if I started playing the Sturge messed up a pronunciation sound effect today.
My point being
– I haven't heard the elephant –
if he's successful, that's going to go down as one of the greatest coaching names of all time.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, also, we mentioned Travis Etienne real quick. Listen to this, guys. He's got a chance to put himself into rarefied air. Last year, Travis Etienne set a Clemson record for a single season rushing yardage of 1,658 on only 204 carries. That was an average of 8.1 yards per carry. That's being fairly productive there. You know what I mean? That's getting into Ezekiel Elliott territory at Ohio State, right?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but when you don't play anybody, that also helps.
Oh, that's part of it. Yeah, I get that. Okay.
My Twitter's about to blow up from some angry.
Like Notre Dame, who is yet to show up in a championship game or a college football playoff semifinal. But they played Clemson tougher than Alabama did because they only lost by 27 instead of 28. That's what Aaron Torres, a good friend of ours on the show, says about my post on ESPNUpstate.com. All right, you were 1 point better. I guess we should send y'all an award for that. But, no, this is what Travis Etienne has to say. He has a chance to become the fifth player in FBS history. He became the fifth player in FBS history last year to average 8 yards per carry on at least 200 carries. And it happened twice last year. Darrell Henderson of Memphis did the same thing. But now we're talking about he gets to put himself into some really rarefied air if he continues. Reggie Bush all-time the highest at 8.7.
Seven, yeah.
So, I mean, think about it. Travis Etienne, what's the one thing you know when you get to about the third quarter and you're tired of dealing with those wide receivers and Trevor Lawrence? That's when he goes and pops one for 70. He did it in the Cotton Bowl against Notre Dame that he took to the house to make it 30-3. Y'all remember he hit about a 60-yarder there against Alabama on that final drive in the fourth quarter, in which Alabama embarrassingly could not get the ball away for 10 minutes of the game there to close it out. But
like I said, when you don't play anybody, it makes it easy.
Yeah, I know. I mean, when you get to beat the snot out of Ohio State every couple of years and have their fans fighting in the upper deck at the Fiesta Bowl, going, I told you, Dad, I'd rather go to Universal instead of this game in Phoenix. No. But so anyway, that's everybody's schedule. Schedule's weaker, and then when they line up and play them, get the snot beat out. Well, that's because your schedule's weaker. You hadn't had to play as much. You know, the outcome of games don't matter anymore. As a matter of fact, you know what I think the outcome – I think we ought to have and go create a new TV show, which is basically Family Feud. But we go back and we look at individual sports games, and we reveal this year the six biggest excuses that Ohio State fans had for their 2015 loss to the University of Michigan. Number six. just had to say it. All right, bring it to us. 844-GSP. ESPN.
He's just cruising today, huh?
Dude, it's a vacation week. Diesel and I got to get it back together in the studio the next 2 days, but you can even tell for a Monday down here at Smoke on the Water, it's a vacation week. It's got this little activity among us in the air here. So
I mean, it's pretty full, but people are like, usually you see the business shirts,
yeah,
ties.
Everybody's in golf shorts.
Everybody's just hanging out.
So, yeah, I think a lot of that has to do for about this week as well. But we do want to give you an update on the Atlanta Braves when we come back, as they have another good weekend as well. And, of course, the New York Mets, they're writing off live players from their 1969 World Championship and putting them in the honorary column at this past weekend's Major League Baseball World Series celebration. 844-GSP-ESPN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So don't look now. Yes, 5.5 games up in the National League East are the Atlanta Braves. The Philadelphia Phillies are second place. The Nats at 7 games back. The Mets at 12 back. And 16.5 games back are the Miami Marlins. In the National League Central, right now we have a tie between the Cubs and the Brewers. 3 games back are the Cardinals. 5 games back. And 5.5 for the Pirates and the Reds. The L.A. Dodgers just blowing the doors off the NL West. Colorado Rockies are 12 games back. 13.5 back are the San Diego Padres. So right now, Tyler, the Braves have the payoff move for the next decade. By that, I mean getting Acuna and Albies signed for the better part of a decade for, what, $180 million between the two of them? Yet, the Phillies go spend $330 million on Bryce Harper, and that's not paying off real well right now. But why would you, and I mean this to a certain extent, needling our buddy Chris Smith over here, but I want you to bring some calmness to some chaos. It's called the New York Mets franchise.
Yeah.
Why would you go sign up to be a manager there, or even a player, if you don't know who's pulling the strings? And by that, listen to this. According to Mike Puma, did I say that correctly? According to Mike Puma of the New York Post, Van Wagenen?
Not even close.
All right. So, all right. He's over there eating mac and cheese. All right. All right. So, let's say, all right. Manager Mickey Callaway and pitcher Jason Vargas had a little issue with the reporter a couple of weeks ago. Yet we find out that the general manager, Brody Van Wagenen, that's what we're sticking with for the time being, because he's not wanting anything to do with this.
Yeah.
All right. Who's calling the shots? Their general manager was home from a game a few weeks ago, picked up the phone, called to the dugout of the New York Mets where they were playing that night, and had their manager walk out on the field and replace the pitcher.
Yeah, I didn't know the MLB had work from home processes. That was news to me.
I mean, number one, it gives a chance to kind of needle you a little bit. How can you, to a true manager, even true? Because I would love to see the actual unwritten book of baseball rules. You know what I mean? We hear that term all the time, those unwritten baseball rules. One would be, to me, don't show up a manager like that. Because how do you think Bobby Cox back in the day would have taken John Schuerholz? First of all, John Schuerholz would have never made that call, because managers manage and GMs put together teams. But how can you justify that?
Well, one, Bobby Cox is a legend.
Yeah, and got thrown out of more baseball games than any other manager in Major League.
But still
history.
A great manager, right. no matter how many times he got thrown out. Mickey Callaway is not one to last in New York.
All right.
If he's there beyond this season, I would be shocked. I'm hoping and praying that they can him and give us Joe Girardi at least.
Because Girardi, even with the Yankees, he knows that New York area.
Exactly.
It is a different league.
Yep.
But I just sit here thinking, Girardi looks at this GM and goes, the first time as a catcher, I know what I'm doing with handling a staff.
Pitcher.
The first time you call me in the dugout and tell me to do something, I'm either throwing the phone down and breaking it, or I'm calling you out to the New York media after the game.
So I just don't think that Brody has any confidence in Mickey Callaway as a manager. Now, also, the GM also
him.
Well, the GM also comes from an agent background, right? So he was always an agent for a bunch of Major League Baseball players. So this is his first time being on this side of baseball management. So at the same time, there's some learning that needs to be done by him. If you called me, there's a bunch of expletives.
Chuck,
that would have come out of my mouth.
Chuck Tanner,
and
the
I would have
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yes.
What would he have told this guy? In no uncertain terms, bite me, go jump off a bridge,
right.
Clean it up however you want to.
Right.
But there'd be a lot of F-bombs. And Chuck
yes.
Tanner was one of the nicest men, but old school manager.
Yeah.
So
Sparky Anderson would have
done that. Oh, good
imagine
God. Earl Weaver would have thrown dirt on every single base. Home plate, first, second, and third. So, this is the inmates running the asylum right now, and as long as the Atlanta Braves can pick up some bullpen help, they got this division, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm surprised that he actually listened to him.
Right.
And proceeded with taking him out of the game.
He can fire him. General manager probably has the leverage to fire the manager at this point. Now, I'd love to see how that went down when the pitching staff and players goes, oh, no, he's not fired.
Well,
no,
and the owner, and it goes, and it's kind of like the Dolan situation with the Knicks. The owners of the Mets are a dumpster fire in themselves, the Wilpons. They've been absolutely terrible owners. Who goes out, signs an injured player for $100 million, and then the guy who was already injured goes out and injures himself again in an accident. But you just signed him for a five-year, $100 million deal. Who does that? Like Cespedes, yes, good player. But he's injured. It's like the Knicks with KD, right? You don't know when he's coming back. You don't know the extent of the injury. The guy went off and had surgery without telling you. And you go to sit down at the negotiating table with his agent. And his agent says, oh, by the way, Cespedes had surgery on both his heels. That's been his problem.
And therefore, it seems to me, Tyler, from hearing that dissertation, that the problem lies in the front office with the New York Mets more so than anybody else.
Correct.
I mean, honestly, all right. But you were asking about what could KD do for the Nets. Grant, I heard you say Knicks, but this is according to Darren Rovell. Brooklyn Nets front ticket front office people are now telling the only season ticket packages left begin at $4,000 a seat. Let me get this right.
Wow.
Nets ticket staff telling fans that the cheapest season ticket available at this time is $4,000 per seat.
So I actually have to give a quick shout out.
Please.
Alyssa and I's friend, Christine, works for the Nets.
So and she's been hopping all day.
She actually got promoted to president of ticket sales for the Nets as of this morning.
Well, guess what? I bet there's going to be a first day bonus involved for what's been done within that organization. It's always nice to know somebody. Maybe we might need a couple of tickets to a Brooklyn Nets game at some point. But we'll come back. We'll get some updated information. Tyler, you've been on your phone over here checking out all this stuff. I mean, there's really not that much more movement. Now
yeah.
We got some sign and trades, things like that in place. I mean, the only thing I'm looking forward to at this point is where does Kawhi Leonard play? I think the rest of it has already been decided. 844-GSP, ESPN. Why are those numbers so telling? $4,000 a seat are all the Nets have. Why? Because I think this now squarely puts somebody in the Atlantic Coast Conference on the hot seat when it comes to coaching. All right, final segment. We're live here at Smoke on the Water. Listen, if you don't follow us on Twitter, it's at your own fault. It's at ESPN Upstate, at Sturgis Sports, at Diesel on Radio, at My Sports Culture. Correct there. Make sure I get that right. And at Chris Smith 1980. But if you don't follow at Super 70 Sports at your own risk, you won't laugh a few times. But, Diesel, are you old enough back in Hickory, North Carolina, back in the day, you know, before we had internet and all that other stuff, did you go out playing in the street with your friends, things like Kick the Can or Red Rover, things of that nature?
No, we didn't. We never played Kick the Can because, you know, we had more than $20 in the bank account. But Red Rover, maybe. I'm not sure. There was a lot of Super Soaker water gun fights.
You were a little ahead of me, so even those 20 years are big, right?
Roller
now,
hockey, you know, when you had the puck that had the three little balls in it that would make it roll around in the street. We had that.
That would have been fun, but Super 70 Sports just tweets, Red Rover, Red Rover, send Billy over because we're about to clothesline the daylights out of him and dislocate his larynx. Now, I cleaned that up, but that's the truth. The guy come running over the next thing. It was literally a clothesline out there in front. That had to be the most violent street sport back in the day. Red Rover, Red Rover.
Sturge, we're old.
I know, we're old. Kick the Can, bite me.
Well, I never played Kick the Can.
No, that was fun.
Sturge is going to talk about his old days of being great at hoop and stick.
You got it, baby.
What?
I have no idea.
It's where you use the stick just to roll the hoop.
Hey,
it was called hoop and stick.
I gave that up at 9 years old when we got electricity, okay?
Is that like the wire with the two cans on the end and you try and talk to each other?
That's a string, by the way. All right, your friend with the Nets is going to go home, open up a can of champagne, grin, and go, I'll never have another day like that again.
Seriously.
Is that a fair way of looking at it?
I'm about to call them and be like, hey, put some tickets aside for me for when I come back to town.
This is why, is Willie Taggart on the hot seat at Florida State this year? Because we were talking the end of last week, guys. Yeah, the ACC is pretty calm when it comes to job speculation. Minus maybe Willie Taggart, and that's not fair because he's only been there 1 year. But let me tell you, if he cannot begin to fix things in that opener against Boise State and Jacksonville and it goes awry, this is what will cause a change at Florida State. Last year, leaving the Jimbo Fisher era, they sold 40,000 season tickets for college football. This year, heading into 2019, they are down to 25,000 season tickets sold.
Wow.
They are probably not going to get to 25,000. So that's a big-time problem right there. And you can't go – I mean, what do you do? It's not about anything other than winning or winning games.
Part of the problem is recruiting.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of recruiting class have they had this year? And future signings. I mean, that's what drives the fan base. If you're not coming into this year with a bunch of good recruits, obviously all the big teams, Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, I mean, those are Michigan, all had top-notch recruiting classes. I didn't even hear Florida State's name in the top 15.
Well, I'm telling you, that kind of drop-off, that's what causes problems. That's why Brooklyn made this move with the Nets to get this, even though I'm not 100% sure this works out. KD, we'll see how healthy he comes back. Plus, he's on the back end of his career. What's Kyrie ever done to make you think that he can improve the quality of play of the players around you?
To me, absolutely nothing.
All right, and then there's a lot of – I would say what most people are saying are the winners of free agency in the NBA, the Knicks right now. There's a lot of upside to it, but there's some downside to it as well.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't do anything when he was with Cleveland by himself. He went to Boston to be the man, and you saw how that turned out. So you're going to have a year without Kevin Durant. It's basically Kyrie's team right now.
See how well he teams up with DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, DeAndre Jordan's going to end up having to be the mental leader of that squad. All right? That's number one. Number two, is it fair to compare Kyrie Irving and Russell Westbrook at Oklahoma City. Those are two guys that I think fill some similar shoes, and it's about me, but I don't necessarily make the guys around me that much better.
I tell you what, everyone on Oklahoma City, they rally around Russell.
Russell.
Okay,
yeah.
So there's a difference.
I can't say the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And, I don't know. Like I said, now we have where Kawhi Leonard drops. That's the biggest thing. But you've been over here on the phone. You hearing anything before we get out?
Yeah, they keep saying he's going to take his time. Clippers made a move today in a trade to try to free up some more cap for Kawhi. But his cap is very – the only team that's talked to him was the Lakers. And it wasn't even a team. It was Magic.
Well, and he's got I thought I saw something where he's got – or his people have a meeting with the Lakers later this week.
Lakers, Clippers, and then the Raptors have the very final game.
I the Lakers fascinate me because I can't think that he wants to be a third wheel to LeBron, number one, because he secured his legacy with his championship. Number two, somebody's got to deal with Anthony Davis. I mean, there's so much upside to AD, but when he gets upset – and that eyebrow gets to squinching the unibrow. Watch out. Somebody's going to not be happy.
I tell you what, the Lakers, man, they better be careful. Because if they miss out on Kawhi, all the other free agents are already signed.
Right.
And there's
they
no
got
guarantee.
Nobody left.
Anthony Davis is not guaranteed to re-up this year.
All right. Right. So where do the Lakers go if Kawhi doesn't? I mean, is D'Angelo Russell, is he going to be signed and traded to the Lakers? Because we'd heard that Golden State was going to acquire him, and now we hear it might be a sign and trade. So there's still a few little hoops here in which the ball's got to bounce through.
Yeah, I think Golden State will probably keep him until at least the trade deadline. That's when Klay will be starting to get revved up to return. But if the Lakers miss out on Kawhi, they are in – deep trouble as far as bench-wise. They're going to find a couple of people off the street like Carmelo and some other bums, in my opinion. But that's
now,
it.
Listen, there's the luckiest bum in the NBA that's getting ready to go, dude, we need one more player, and we got $800,000 for you to sit on the end of the bench until someone gets hurt. And sign me up to be that guy.
Seriously.
All right, what's going – I mean, now things will slow down a little bit, I'm sure, for you with My Sports Culture, but you've been working this thing every day for the better part of a week now. And like I said, a couple more moves to make, but what's coming up?
Yeah, well, we're going to continue to follow this NBA story, see what's going on with Kawhi. And we just got the interview up yesterday with Evan K. Williams, the Fox Sports analyst.
All right. I just got my article up today on ESPNUpstate.com. Takes a look at five big games of the opening weekend. I throw Mark Ryan under the bus for being personally responsible for the start of the season now being on August 24th because the Gators now need attention, so they're willing to go sell their soul to the Devils with the and listen, Miami needs everything because they got a rookie head coach and no talent, plus a off-campus football stadium. So that's why we're moving to week zero on the 24th and screw it. But no, you know, one that I looked at, and it'd be interesting, Houston and Oklahoma. Holgorsen could not beat Oklahoma at West Virginia. What if he did it in Jalen Hurts' first game this year? That could be something to watch as well. But that's my article up. Diesel will have one up tomorrow. But, Diesel, you and I will be back in studio tomorrow and Wednesday. Then that's it for the week. We got the 4th of July on Thursday. And then we get a corporate holiday off on Friday. So, guys, enjoyed it. Have fun with all your NBA stuff. Getting ready and closer to college football season, which will make the world all well again. All right, we'll see you at 4 p.m. for another edition of Straight Up with Sturge.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.